From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You may have never heard this song before, but after just 2 years and 8 Grammy Awards, the Nora Jones sound, her understated playing and soulful inflections, it's instantly recognizable.
What did you say? I know I saw you singing, but my ears won't stop ringing long enough to hear those sweet words. What did you say?
Today, Nora Jones releases a new CD. It's called Feels Like Home. Her music still has its foundation in jazz, but the arrangements often feel closer to her Oklahoma and Austin, Texas roots. Many of the songs are partnerships, co-written mostly with bandmates, including her bass player, Lee Alexander. When you hear the 24-year-old Jones sing and her gentle tickling of the piano keys, it's hard to imagine her writing any place other than the piano.
Actually, the songs I've written on guitar. And Lee writes on guitar.
And Lee is?
He's my bass player and my boyfriend.
And your writing partner?
Yeah, he's pretty much my partner in both of these records. He's been really key.
Sunrise, sunrise, looks like morning in your eyes, but the clock's held 9:15 for hours. Sunrise, sunrise, couldn't tempt us if it tried, 'cause the afternoon's already coming on. And I said, who?
Does he know you at this point so well that he can write a song with your particular inflections in mind?
I think to a point. I mean, we've sort of become the same person over the past 2 years because we've spent so much time together.
Well, I noted that there was more of a honky tonk,
yeah,
feel to this release, and he led you in that direction?
No, actually, we sort of led each other in that direction.
What have you been listening to? What's influenced this music?
In the past couple years, the stuff that influenced a lot of the songs actually is like Gillian Welch and Alison Krauss and Union Station. And those bluegrass records that Dolly Parton's been making are so good. And we were listening to a lot of those. But we're still listening to a lot of old stuff, a lot of old Johnny Cash, a lot of Hank Williams.
Current is strong from what I've heard. It'll whisk you down the stream, but I never seem to have the time. So my toes just touch the water, my toes just touch the water. I daydreamed on the bank again, swimming with the fish, and I thought this time that it may be true. My toes just touched the water, 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 my toes just touched the water.
I mean, I've studied jazz piano, and I always wanted to be like Bill Evans, but for some reason, the way I play piano is more country than anything else.
You always want to be like Bill Evans.
Yeah, I love. He's one of my favorite piano players, and I love Oscar Peterson, and I love the way Duke Ellington played the piano. But the past few years, I've sort of come into what I'm going to do on piano, whereas before I felt sort of like I was still learning and I didn't know. And I feel more comfortable in what I do on the piano now. Like, you know, it's not amazing, but it's me.
Well, you were influenced by some of the jazz greats. One of them was Duke Ellington. And on this release, you actually take on one of his songs, Melancholia, and you wrote the lyrics, but you changed the name. What inspired you to do that?
Actually, it was kind of scary to put it on this record because I didn't really want people to, you know, hear it because I felt bad for doing something to a Duke Ellington song.
Is that why you changed the name?
Oh, no, actually, I think I changed the name because the Duke Ellington Estate asked me to.
Oh, okay. There is that.
Yeah. No, I think once you've changed a song, it can't be the same name, otherwise people will get confused. Actually, it'll always be Melancholia to me.
What does that song mean to you?
It's just a beautiful song. I went into my piano room. This is when we were living in Brooklyn, and I was just sort of learning how to play this song on the piano. And it was so beautiful, and I played it a couple times, and then these words just sort of came out.
As I sit and watch the snow falling down, I don't miss you at all. I hear children playing, laughing so loud. I don't think of your smile. So if you never come to me, you'll stay a distant man. As I sit and watch the snow falling down, I don't miss you at all. I don't miss you at all. I don't miss you at all.
There's so much emotion, not just in your voice, but in the way that you play the piano and you tickle the keys. And at your age, so early in life, how much of yourself do you put in this? Or how much do you have to sort of, I don't know, draw upon other experiences or imaginations? How much do you have to, I don't want to use the word act, but
oh, yeah.
Sort of, you know, go beyond your own experiences in life to get to that place that you need to be to really convey the words and convey the meaning and convey the emotions in the song?
I never think about that when I'm playing, I'll put it that way. But when I'm not playing, and then I think back to high school, this one time when I was in they had a program every February. It was usually for Black History Month. And one year they cast me to play Billie Holiday in the show. And I thought, oh, great, I love Billie Holiday. I wasn't really thinking about it that much. I thought, oh, I don't know what song I'll sing. Oh, well, maybe What a Little Moonlight Can Do. But the song they wanted to be sung was Strange Fruit, which is a very heavy song about lynching. And obviously, I'm, you know, a 15-year-old white girl in Texas. I didn't, you know that much about how I was supposed to go about doing that. And the director really, really helped me do that thinking process. Just imagine you're her. And I guess I did that one time, and it really... It was intense, but I usually don't think about songs like that. Like, that was for a play, but I usually don't pick songs unless I feel like I can sing them in an honest way. There's one song on this album that is different for me. It's more of a character sketch. It's Humble Me. Kevin Bright wrote it, my guitar player. And it's obviously not me. It was interesting for me to do, and I hope I pulled it off okay. I think I did. You know, it was just a different kind of song for me to sing.
Well, I actually had that in mind when I asked you that question.
Yeah.
Because you're driving, you've got a child in the back of the car who's thinking of a better day. You're in a really tough situation. And you're trying to decide if you should call on someone or something for help.
Went out on a limb, gone too far. Broke down at the side of the road, stranded at the outskirts, and the sun's creeping up. Baby's in the backseat, still fast asleep, dreaming of better days. I don't wanna call that you're all I have to turn to. What do you say when it's all gone away? Baby, I didn't mean to hurt you. Truth spoken whispers will tear you apart. No matter how hard you resist it, it never rains when you want it to. You humble me, Lord.
Landscape's bleak.
Definitely. But it's really a beautiful song. I was so happy that Kevin brought it in at the last minute.
At the last minute?
He was the only person who we'd never done a song by. But I told him if he ever, you know, wanted to, just for fun, we could play one of his songs live or whatever. Last day in the studio, he's like, you know, you told me I kind of wrote the song for you when we were in Austin. And he was so shy about it. It was so sweet. And then he sang it for me. And you know, for him, it's even weirder singing this song because he's a man. It was just a beautiful song.
Heard you kick the bottle and you help build the church. You carry an honest wage. Is it true you have somebody keeping you company? What do you say when it's all gone away? Baby, I didn't mean to hurt you. Truth spoken whispers will tear you apart. No matter how hard you resist it, it never ends when you want it to. You humble me, Lord.
Nora, it's been great talking to you.
Thank you.
Nora Jones, her latest release is Feels Like Home.
I'm on my knees, empty. You humble me, Lord. You humble me, Lord. So please, please forgive me. You humble me.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.